Welcome into the Bear Down Podcast right here on the ESPN Chicago app. I'm Chris Bleck along with Adam Abdallah here on the Bear Down Podcast. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we talk Bears football with you. And you can also listen to our show weeknights, 6 to 8, right here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Bears, Packers, big time matchup. Here we go, Abdallah. Meat and cheese week. This is the second podcast this week on a Thursday. We're previewing Bears and Packers. And guess what? On Thursday, Justin Fields was a full participant in practice. Does that mean this game is going to be watchable? Yes, I hope so. I hope Justin Fields plays this weekend. I would like to see this game, Bears-Packers with Fields going against Aaron Rodgers.
I feel like it means that he's going to play, right? Like, a full participant means he's going to play and toss out all of the... Like, to me now, this is a winnable game. I get it. It's Aaron Rodgers. It's the Bears. We've said this before. But this Packers defense is not good. They're one of the worst teams in the NFL against the rush, and you add Justin Fields in there. Now, again, how timid is Justin Fields? How much is he limited? Do they say to him, hey, we don't want you taking off and running a lot. We want you out there. We want you going through the progressions, and if you don't see something, you throw the damn ball away. So, like, a lot of it is going to go into what Matt Eberflus has to say tomorrow on Friday, the game plan, and, like, what that game plan entails. Because if he's full go, then he's full go, right? He's out there. He's running. But that always has to be in the back of your mind, right? Always has to be in the back of his mind, too, when he's running. And it's like, okay, well, do I not want to fall on that shoulder? Do I not want to lean into it? Do I want to run out of bounds? Am I sliding earlier than I would have slid before because of the shoulder injury? Now, it's not his throwing arm. But this, to me, the way the Packers have been playing, this is a gettable team. This is a very gettable team, especially with Aaron Rodgers being banged up. He's got that oblique. Maybe he takes a hit. He's got the bad thumb. So this, to me now, if Fields plays as a full participant on Thursday in practice, this is a winnable football game.
Okay, let me ask you this question. Do you not call designed runs then? Because if we go back, if we reverse for thirst for a second, Justin Fields was not injured because of his scrambling out of the pocket.
No.
And he was not injured by passing the football. He was injured on a designed run play in a 2-minute drill, running to the sideline, getting clipped by a defensive back and landing on the shoulder. So do you remove the run plays from the quarterback in the offense and thus doing so limit what this offense can do? I still think Fields not running on designed runs is still a better offense than with a Trevor Siemian or a Nathan Peterman in there at quarterback. So I'd still rather have Fields play. But do you allow him to run on designed runs?
Goal line only. Can I say that? Can that be like a, like, only in scoring opportunities, so it opens up the playbook that much more? Like, if it's second and four and you're at your own 30, give the ball to Montgomery. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need to see Fields in a design run there. Give the ball to your running backs. That's what you've got David Montgomery for. But if you're in, the playbook can expand when you get to the red zone and you're at the goal line and you're 3-4 yards out and he sees an opening. Sure, there, I'm fine with it because then you're scoring, right? I don't need them to just, like, survive another day, but when scoring, I think that changes my perception of the offense.
Well, and also, if you, some of these plays, designed runs, he has had, like, two blocking protectors with him, whether it be Montgomery and Kmet or Blasingame and a wide receiver. Like, some of these plays, they've been so well designed and really surprising the defense that here comes Field around the edge. And then, boom, he's got three Bears players, an offensive lineman, and a running back, and a tight end leading for him. I'm not necessarily against it. If he's a full participant, like, clearly the injury's getting healthier.
Yeah.
Right? Like, because if it was not getting better, they would not allow him to be a full participant. Mm-hmm. Now, they could also say, hey, we're just shutting him down to make sure everything's okay, and you'll see him for the Buffalo game in a couple of weeks. That is possible. They could do that. But I feel as if you are expecting the playbook's the playbook, and if he's out there, they're going to run the plays that are usually ran with the players who are out there.
So he doesn't have a designation either. I mean, the injury report is out. shoulder, full participant on Thursday. I would imagine that designation, he's not even on tomorrow, on Friday, or on Saturday, you know, for the game, right? So you have Larry Borum still did not practice with an ankle and a knee. Jaquan Brisker did not practice with a concussion. Kyler Gordon did not practice with a concussion. Chase Claypool was back out there. He was limited on Wednesday with a knee injury. He was full participant today. Dante Pettis still has an illness. He didn't practice. And let's see, anybody else? Kendall Vildor, limited with an ankle.
So the Bears have no defensive backs.
The Bears have no defensive backs.
Once again.
No defensive backs. So it's going to be high scoring, I would say, because of how bad the Packers defense is and because of how bad the Bears defense is. But I think that, like, is Fields the healthier quarterback? I would think so if the shoulder's fine and he's a full participant.
This does give an opportunity to Chase Claypool this week.
Absolutely it does. There's no Darnell Mooney out there.
You're supposed to be the number one wide receiver
now. He is the number one wide receiver now. He has to be.
Your quarterback's been banged up. Let's get some separation. Let's get some first downs. Let's get this thing moving.
Yes.
I'm definitely interested in that. Now, obviously, recording this here on a Thursday, things can change by the time we get to Sunday and kick. But I would imagine... You're right, Abdallah. If he practiced full today, I would imagine the same will be tomorrow, and he will be the starter on Sunday against the Packers.
Friday's not like a full. Friday's just kind of like a walkthrough.
That's my point. So, point in the week, you've built up, and now you're going to come back down and taper and get ready for a game on Sunday.
That he like woke up on Friday morning and was like, "Nah, dude, this got worse."
Yeah, or Saturday.
Yeah.
Saturday afternoon, and then the rumblings are, hey, the Bears really have to, they're going to go with the two other guys.
Yeah.
What's his name? Mr. Boyle?
Yeah.
Pat Boyle's in.
Yeah, he's going to host the hockey show morning.
With Barstool Chief.
And then he's going to
be on the field on Sunday. I would love to see that. I mean.
He's tall. He could see over the offense for sure.
He has the knowledge. He hosts the football show
Absolutely.
On NBC Sports Chicago each week.
I think
week.
He'd be fine out there.
So I think it'd be great. So Bears-Packers, this matchup, the Packers 4-8, they're 1-5 away from Lambeau Field. The Bears at home are 2-3. They're 3-9 on the season. Now, usually in this setting, it's one team being great, the other team not being good. And for our lifespan, just short of 40 years. It's always the Packers are very good and the Bears are not very good in this rivalry. It's a rare time where both teams really don't have hopes to make the playoffs. But I think there is intrigue because it would be cool if the Bears could find a way to win. And it could kind of signal to the division that, hey, Rodgers is still there, but they have major cap issues going forward. They're on the downward swing. We have the young, more exciting, better football player at quarterback, and this is how it's going to go in the future. You could really take some things from a game like this, a rivalry game, and move it forward, push it forward to next season, which those games are going to matter so much more to Bears fans.
Like, I would love this to be... First of all, the Bears have better offense by a few tenths of a point. The Bears are putting up 20.9 points per game. The Packers are putting up 19.6 points per game. I would love the Bears to be in a position of winning in this game up, you know, 21-10, 35-whatever. And it's Aaron Rodgers that is trying to lead the comeback. He gets sacked by Sanborn and is walking off
Sanborn.
The field. I don't want him to get hurt. I don't want to wish ill on anybody. I don't want any injury on anybody. But he's walking off. You know how he does.
Sanborn.
He pulls off the helmet, the chin strap, and he's all mad as he's walking off, yelling at LaFleur.
Looking for a podcast to spew disinformation on as he walks off the field.
Two teams that have 7 wins between the both of them, that would be amazing.
Where's McAfee? Where's the punter? I need to tell him my thoughts on vaccines.
Ripping the head helmet
off.
Do you believe in 9/11?
Oh, what's going on here? I'm Aaron Rodgers.
Gotta talk to the lizard people.
I'm smarter than everyone else.
Dude, I would love that. Because, like, you would, like, legitimately, before we started recording this podcast, it was like, well, this... This is, and then we got the news that Fields is a full participant and might play, and there's a different vibe now. The juices are flowing now. There's an energy behind this game again.
With the slicked back hair, doesn't Rodgers remind you of like a villain from a mid-90s action film?
Yeah, you know what he looks like? He looks like if he shaved the side of his head, he would look like the dude from Fifth Element.
Yes, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Mid-90s, villain, Fifth Element, maybe like if the guy from The Mask had a slicked back haircut like that.
Because he doesn't do like the tight shave. He doesn't do like the skin fade on the sides of his head.
No.
He just does like the stubble on the side. He has like a 2, I would guess, on the razor on the side, I would imagine. Like if he went all the way like skin bald there, he would look like the dude from The Fifth Element.
That's outstanding. So there you go. The Bears and the Packers this Sunday. A great rivalry.
Yeah.
And hopefully things are starting to turn in favor of the Chicago Bears. And we'll see what takes place in this game. I'm not expecting them to then go on a winning streak here. Like you mentioned, they're two bad teams. It'd be nice to get a win because the last time they met, the expectations for the season were totally different for the Green Bay Packers. When they met early in the year, it was expected for the Packers to be a playoff team, if not a Super Bowl or bust team. You know, there's always a handful of those teams as you enter training camp, Super Bowl or bust. And the Packers were one of those teams, and they blow out the Bears early in that game. Fields and the offense never really had a chance, even though they could have gotten within one score in the second half, but they didn't. That was a laugher for Green Bay and banging on the drums all day. Isn't that the song that by Todd Rundgren that they play when they score a touchdown? Let's get them here.
How
in
about
Chicago.
This? The point spread has moved 2.5 points.
Yeah, Fields is going to play.
5.5 to now, the Bears are a 3-point dog. I thought I'd be able to gobble up those points just now, but no. The Bears now a 3-point dog against the Packers at home. The total also moved up an entire point from 43.5 to 44.5 right now. So, I mean, Vegas expects the Bears to play. Everyone covering the team expects Fields to play. So it looks like this game has a lot more meaning now. Now the defense is absolutely decimated. Like Aaron Rodgers is going to have time back there to throw because they can't generate any pressure, even when blitzing, and you have no secondary whatsoever. So this is you're going to have to win a shootout against the Packers, and it gives the Bears a ton more chance in this game because Justin Fields is playing, and they're horrible against the run. I would like to see him run. I don't want design runs, but if he has to take off, don't be surprised if he's taking off for 20 yards again. The weather is going to be nice. It's going to be about 35, 40 degrees. No rain, no snow, nothing. It's going to be good weather out there. This should be a fun football game.
The Packers are 4-8. It's the worst mark they've had through 12 games of a season since 2006. And that year, they start off 4-8, and then they finish the season by winning the rest of their games. So they finish 8-8 on that year. And then obviously people know this is the oldest rivalry in the NFL. The Packers have won 7 in a row. Matt LaFleur is the only coach who wins first 7 games in the regular season against Chicago in series history. So LaFleur and the Packers as of late have been fantastic. And the Packers having a rough season, even though usually as they enter these matchups, they're the hammer and the Bears are the nail. So hopefully Fields and the Bears can kind of flip it this time.
What are the chances we see Jordan Love?
I think it's zero. I think to start or to play at all.
To play at all. Do you think that Rodgers is that bad?
No, I mean, I don't think he would have publicly been saying throughout the week he's going to play if that was the case.
But do you think he knows it's the Bears and he's like, look at this injury report. Like, I can, come on.
Well, yeah, I think all of it. I think his ego will want to just tear apart a terrible Bears defense.
Oh, because if they end up with 5 wins, he wants to make sure that 2 of them are against the Bears.
I mean, this game could be a low-scoring affair of 53-52. I mean, it could really be back and forth, a track meet.
It could. I hope it is. That's exciting. That's fun.
So for both teams. So yeah. We'll be watching on Sunday. We'll both be in attendance. Bears, Packers on the lakefront Sunday at noon. We'll be back next week for the Bear Down podcast, Tuesdays and Thursdays, right here on the ESPN Chicago app, talking Bears football with you. We'll talk to you next time.